Translation. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine.
Pungshastriya nithini bhavanukam kayor nitha adhigayadantumahu. Ato bhihakshetra sutata vittayi janasa moho ayam. Ahamamame. It is material world. Ahamamame. I am Adhuvam, Balvanam. I am everything. And this is mine. This is my property. This is my country. This is my society. This is my nation. I. And I. This is me. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagadalsam Sadaluva Mahisaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead declares clear that I am the Prabhupada. Shastra says, Veda says, Kishavasam Idam Sadbam. It is God's property, everything. We are claiming our country, this is my country. That's when you go on the beach of the sea, your country finishes, the land. Then whose water that is? By the foolish person. Now it is in my form, it is mine. So this is more illusion. We have heard so many times about illusion. This is it. Ahamamamaiti. I am this body and everything in my bodily relationship, there is now. So how it begins? It begins Nithini Bhavane, the unity of man and woman. Nithini Bhavane. Man is searching after woman, and woman is searching after man. How nature's arrangement to keep the condition so under the law of nature. Because the conditioned soul has put under the laws of nature, or he has come voluntarily under the laws of nature. Krishna Puriya Jeeva Bhogavan Sakare Pasate Maya Tare Japotiya Dhara. As soon as we deny to serve Krishna, immediately Maya. As soon as we deny to obey the state law, immediately we are criminal and subjected to the criminal acts. Go to the truth. This is, we have got practical experience. We cannot depart the laws of the state, or the laws of the walls of the government. If you cannot do it. If you do it, then you are punished. That is the statement to every shastra. Dandaniya. Dandaniya. This is danda is going on. One after another. Danda means punishment. material, because we are an illusion. We are thinking this Dhanda is advancement of civilization. So, we should know, Unsastriyami Punibhavami. This material world is nothing but a false attraction between man and woman. Not only in human society, in birds, bees, animals, aquatics, trees, plants, everywhere. You will find these pigeons, as soon as one female pigeon is there, and the male pigeon immediately also canvas, please come, let us unite. You have seen this is nature's way, sparrow, the same thing, Om-sat-siyam-isam. So, therefore the human society, where by basic knowledge, by education, we have to understand that we are bound up in this material world. What is the cause? The cause is that attraction between man and physical. Humsa. Humsa means the bhokta, the enjoyer. Here, the male and female, both of them are pumsa, purusha. Because everyone has got that feeling that I shall enjoy. Nobody is feeling that I shall be enjoyed. Everyone is thinking I shall enjoy. Nobody wants to be predominated. Everyone wants to be predominated. This is this. The Krishna consciousness movement means to learn how to be predominated, not to become predominated. Just the opposite. And Krishna comes personally and he says that I am the predominator. Sarva-dharmān parityajya mām ekam saraṇam vraja. I am predominator. Why you are trying to be predominator? That is not possible. So as soon as artificially we want to be predominator, immediately the Maya is Krishna Bhuliya Ji Bhogavan Chakare Pasati Mayatari Japoti Athore. That is all action. This is a human civilization to learn. But because I wanted to become predominator and the monarch of all I survey, whatever I survey, that is my purpose. But this inclination, this false inclination is the cause of our bondage within this material world. We should know that we are Aham Brahmasmi. I am a spirit soul, and we learn from Krishna that na jayate namriyati va tadasi. I cannot take birth, I cannot die. I am not subjected to suffering from this material world. But why I am put into this condition? That is called condition soul. That is called intelligence. I am not to be conditioned. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna has three. I am also three because I am this part and parcel. I may be small, very small. The gold particle is gold. That is not others. So all these qualities of goal is there, even if it is part. So these things have to be considered, and this knowledge can be acquired. This is called Brahma Jignasa, Athata Brahma Jignasa. So unless a civilized man is trained up to understand these problems of life, what is that life? That is animal life. If one is not jignasu, if one is not inquisitive about the miserable condition of this life, if he remains satisfied in miserable condition of life, there is nothing but animal. Animal cannot understand. Animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse and they are going very easily. And one animal enters the slaughterhouse, said, where the animal is. In Hindi it is called Bhaiya Ratha. One bhairi enters. Where all the bhairis are. He does not know that where I am entering. I am entering in this cell for being slaughtered. But he has no knowledge. This is what you This is called illusion. Ahamame si. He, in Hindi it is called dhak dhol baja karke bekoof bana. When we are married in India, there is some band party and the bridegroom is decorated like king and he is on the horseback and is taken. But one who knows, he says that this rascal is becoming more rascal. So, therefore, to check him, not to become a bhikkhu, gadha, as the first education in brahmacharya. Don't enter the spoon sham siya mithani bhava. That is it. That is called brahmacharya. What? That is not good. Better remain brahmachari. Brahma is avatiniti brahmachari. Remain with Brahma. Celebrate it. He will be happy. But then in the first education, brahmachari, then one is unable to remain brahmachari, or take wise, regulate, grihastha. Don't remain cats and dogs. That is my human civilization. First of all, education is don't ignorance. Remain brahmachari. But if you are not able, take a wife like a gentleman and live like a gentleman. Ekonari brahmachari, very well. If one is satisfied with one woman, then he is also brahmachari. He is not vyabhichari. So that is regulated that you must have wife, not must have, but if you cannot have wife, take one wife and remain as a grihastha. And there are so many rules and regulations of grihastha life. Grihastha life is not that whenever I like, we have sex. No, that is not. That is regulated. Once in a month, when there is menstruation, and if the wife is pregnant, then no more sex life. There is always a rules and regulations. Grihastha means one who follows the rules and regulations of sex life. That is grihastha. Not that simply united man or woman and live like animals. No. That is not grihastha. That is called grihavehi. Grihamein hi and grihastha, there are two words. Grihamein means he does not know the rules and regulations. He thinks that his family, his husband and wife, children and home, that is everything. That is called Grihamein hi. But grihastha means he is as good as a sunrise. Grihi tishkati iti grihastha. It's suitable, it's not suitable to become a brahmachari. Because every facility is there, but regulated. And one follows the regulative principles, he is ashram. Either it is grihastha ashram or sannyasa ashram, it is the same thing. Ashram means, very easily understood in India, there is discussion, the place where the spiritual culture is cultivated, that is called ashram. What is the difference between the ashram and ordinary home? Ordinary home means the without any regulated principles. And ashram means the real purpose is self-realization, development of Krishna consciousness. But if one is unable to accept sannyasa ashram or brahmachari ashram, so that is grihastha ashram. Not that animal ashram. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's what he has said. If we are eager for advancement in Krishna consciousness, then we can stay in any ashram. It doesn't matter. Either grihastha ashram or sannyasa ashram. It doesn't matter. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Ravana, kiva vipra kiva sutra mesi kane noy, jai Krishna tattva dritta sei guru hoy. Sei guru. Who can become guru? Generally, a brahman, a sannyasi, that is, they are four. Brahman is the guru of other varna, and sannyasi is the guru for all varnasram. This is. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that is social system. If there is a Brahman, if there is a sannyasi, one should accept, give preference to him to accept Guru. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is not the criteria. One must be experienced, well aware of the science of Krishna. He shall be Guru. Not that particularly because one is born in a Brahmin family or one has taken sannyas, he immediately by the dress or by the birth one can become guru. No, that is going. Now it is diminishing. Formerly in India it was practiced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it doesn't matter. Kiva vipra kiva sudra. Vipra means Brahmins. And sudra means the Kottas. Less than the Vaishnavas. Kiva vipra kiva sudra. Nasi kane nas. Nasi means unnasi. You are not. Nasi, ruler of nasi. Because sudra cannot be sannyasi. Without becoming Brahmana, there is no question of becoming sannyas. In the Sankalpa Sampradaya, they are very strict. Unless one is born in a Brahman family, he is not awarded the sannyas. That is the stricture. But according to our Vaishnava, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pansala Kriti Vidhi, if there is little tendency of a person to become devotee, he is given the chance Never mind, he's born in a Sudra family, a Chandara family. That is sanctioned in the Shastra. Kivapa Hunamada Kulinda Pukka Sadhida Summa Japana Kasada. Didn't need to pass anyone. Krishna also says, Mahupasa Rapasutya Devi Hupahunama. So Narada Muni is a great devotee. He has given allowance to everyone to become a Brahmana, to become a Sannyasi. Prabhupada, you must be saying that to become a Brahmana, then Sannyasi. This is a fact. Without becoming a Brahmana, there is no question of Sannyasi. So, these regulatory principles are there. So, what is the big plan behind this regulatory principle? The big plan is, here is the attraction, punsa kriya mithuniva, to cut down these attractions between male and female. This is the big plan. Otherwise, there is no need of the varnashrama. Varnashrama means to train the candidates gradually to become free from this entanglement of man and woman. This is the basic principle. Yoga system is also the same thing. Jnani, that is also said. Karma also. The karma kaya, vichara. And that is also one has to say sannyas at the ultimate level. Yes, if one cannot take it immediately. So, this is the training of Bhagavad Gita. This is the training of Bhagavad. Everywhere, the basic principle. The first principle is that we have Bharva, Krishna. In the previous verse we have already studied. Gata smriti bindati tatra chapam. Because we have forgotten what is our position. Gata smriti. Smriti means memory. There is one Balkar. Also made up. And there is another word. Sumedha. These words are there. Tad bhavati alpamedhusam in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are trying to be happy in this material world, kamastrasya hitabhyana. Many people generally, they are kama, this kama, pumsakriya, this is kama. This kama is manifested in different ways. Actually, the central point is kama. But that when the kama is fulfilled, because a man is searching after a woman is searching after man, when they unite, then the kama becomes sadhana. Very exciting. When they are separated, there is chance of not being tied. But as soon as they are tied, by marriage or by samaya sadhana, then prayur mitha hridayalanti mahu hridayalanti. We are already attracted to these things, and when it is united, then we see practically in our Indian family that when the boy is grown up and the girl is grown up, the father and mother unite by marriage system everywhere. But India is still going on. Why? Because unless he is married, he will not get attracted to this material life. So the father and mother's duty is to unite them so that they may not be spoiled. They may not be like cats and dogs. At least there will be some regulator principle we will follow. But the bondage is, as soon as they are united, the economic development, asad-grihat-chetu-supa-pavitri, then searching after. Now he must have an apartment, so to either you construct a house or rent a house, anywhere money is required. So he'll be enthused to earn money. I have got wife, I have to keep nicely, I have to eat nicely, I have to give address and so on, so on. So first of all, get one apartment or house, a top view. Then how to maintain the house? Formally there was no other business except that agriculture. Agriculture, that is the economy. Annan samundi bhutani, we have to eat to grow food grain. Well, shall I grow my food grain not on the roof, but I must have some land, atat griha kshetra, land is wanted, atat griha kshetra, then putrahinam griham sunnam, family life, married life, but there is no son, and that is another problem. There are so many married rights, they haven't got sons, children, they're very unhappy. They spend so much money to get the children, they go to the saintly person and beg blessing, give us one children, one child. There was one very big man, long ago, he had no child. So he came to my Guru Maharaj and he offered, saying, Guru Maharaj, if I get a child, I can give you the whole estate. So these are natural demands. First of all, husband and wife and child, then apartment, then land, then friends, then money. In these ways we become mentors. Almost. I became a householder for happiness. Now there is blazing fire. And there is another. Ravana Haila Vithe Hotila Janja. I wanted to be happy in this way. But it has become an embarrassment. So, this is going on. So, we should not be entangled as far as possible. It is not possible, very, very difficult. But, if it is possible, we can. It's brahmacharya. This is tapasya. Because we have begun this first step. Supported from a Vistrakadi in a Sukhdev Dasasya. That Tamasya begins. Tamasya, Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya. That is Tamasya. So if possible, we should try to manage. But Krishna consciousness is so nice. If we accept Krishna very seriously, with Krishna, anyone, either man or woman, we can remain very happy. Krishna. Krishna can become my friend. Krishna can become my husband. Krishna can become my son. Whatever he wants. So, in this way, if we advance in Krishna consciousness, then we can save ourselves janasya mohan. In this illusion, galaxy of illusion, this material world, he may be saved, and that is one thing that we have to give up the attractions for this material world. Then there is possibility of spiritual world. Therefore Krishna is cannot person, that is human, is flesh. That will save you from this precarious position of material world. Three, four, major, seven, seven. Thank you.